Now, Ireland's fine form at the T20 Cricket World Cup has continued in Australia with a dramatic win this morning over tournament favourites England. In a rain-curtailed match at the famous Melbourne Cricket Ground, Ireland clinched a historic 5-run victory over England and kept alive our hopes of a place in the semi-finals. We've been speaking to the Ireland captain, Andy Balbirnie.
It's pretty surreal playing at one of the most famous cricket grounds in the world at the MCG. And to beat the tournament favourites is pretty satisfying. We have a game on Friday, so we can't really dwell on it too much, but it's certainly a pretty special occasion for this group.
I mean, it's quite something in this competition to beat England, who are certainly, or were perhaps, one of the favourites.
Yeah, I think Everton, once we qualified last week for this stage, we knew that we had a great opportunity to pit ourselves against these sort of teams. It's what you want to do as a cricketer, and you know, this England team is as good as a T20 team as I've seen, and we had a really good day out and managed to stick to our strengths and restrict them pretty well. And we're delighted with how it's ended up.
So England won the toss. They put you into bat, and that score of 157 all out. At that point of the game, what were you thinking?
We thought we were probably 20 or 30 short, but we knew we had runs on the board, and it's, you know, a lot of these games are must-win now, so we knew that if we created a bit of pressure against England, they would give us chances.
And they really struggled against the Irish bowlers, certainly in the early part of their innings.
Yeah, we bowled pretty well. We knew the kind of lines and lengths we had to bowl to create pressure, and you know, our seamers have been really good all trip so far, and it's not easy bowling against the lineup that England have, but we did it pretty well today.
And your own score, Andy, 62 off 47 bowls. That was a big factor in the Irish innings.
It always helps when you score runs and you win the game. That is always kind of important to me. So to be able to get runs of any sort and win the game is really just satisfying, I suppose, from my point of view.
There was, I suppose, a certain poetic justice in this. The last time you faced England in a T20, and again, it was weather affected, they got the bounce of the ball, if you like, they benefited. But on this occasion, it was Ireland.
Yeah, and sometimes you need that luck, and you need that sort of thing, rub of the green, if you like, to go your way. And we got a bit of that tonight. And I think if you look back on the game as a whole, I think, you know, we deserve to win.
And I think that point has been made by England as well. They acknowledge you as deserved victors in this.
Yeah, and we haven't played the best game of our lives, but we've played pretty good cricket to win a game against one of the best teams in the world. So that kind of shows where we're at as a group. But this sort of win means nothing if we don't turn up in 2 days' time against Afghanistan and put in a good result.
And what about that? What about that game? Because you've played Afghanistan, I mean, quite a few times, even recently. Sometimes they've come away with the laurels. Sometimes it's been Ireland. So it'll be a tough test.
Yeah, it's always a tough test. It's the kind of result always goes one way or the other. In term, like if we play a 5-game series, it's usually 3-2. They're always close-knit games. The way the group is shaping up now, if we can win on Friday, it puts us in a really good position to potentially get to a semi-final. And we just have to make sure that we turn up on Friday and not kind of rest on what we've done today.
The Ireland cricket captain, Andy Balbirnie, speaking to us earlier from Melbourne. The best of luck to them on Friday and beyond.